Santa's creeping, now you're nodding, now you're sleeping. Were you good for mom and dad? Santa knows if you've been bad.
There might be a treat for you in Santa's bag of toys,
but Christmas won't be fun and games for naughty girls and boys.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside the singing elf, Joseph J. Erdo.
Dave, too late now, 'cause Santa's here.
All right, and we got Eric listening intently to Joseph and the lovely Kathleen. We always like it when Kathleen's in the studio.
I bet you did.
Dave, you could.
What? I don't mean like that. Come on. Okay, Eric, Dave, leave for a while. No.
Dave, you can do kidding. The background.
Just call my cell when everything's.
A cell? Are you part of a cell in.
Sleeper, yes.
A sleeper cell. All right, back to Joseph J.
Well, this is Santa's Watching by Morgan Ames. Silent Night, Deadly Night, the original.
Is Morgan a girl or a.
I don't know. I think that Morgan's the composer. I think that he or she made several different songs.
Oh. Sounds like Frankie Valli, who played last night, by the way, at Celebrity Theater, and I did not go. But this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Car Automotive.
Wow, All Care.
All Care Automotive. Great mechanic. Definitely go see him. 3310 East Thomas Road. That's Phoenix. 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave sent you. Alexander, great mechanic.
And he says, Dave who?
Yeah. Remember Saturday Night Live used to say that. I wasn't very well known back then. They always said, Dave who?
It's also a Cheech and Chong skit.
Oh, maybe that's what I was
Dave's
thinking.
Not here.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, Silent Night, Deadly Night, one of the
and Holy Night.
Absolute creepiest Christmas movies of all time. Yeah, you like Silent Night, Deadly Night, right?
I don't remember it, but I know I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
That was like an 80s movie, isn't it?
And I remember it, but I know I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, on that note, something else you didn't see was A Very Murray Christmas.
Yes.
And in Murray, I mean...
Fred McMurray.
Nope.
McMurray Dance
That
Studios.
Shows your age.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Wow.
My Three Sons, remember them?
Flubber.
Wow. I remember that, too. How about Abraham Lincoln? That will really give it away.
Wow. I'm talking about Bill Murray.
Oh, I like Bill Murray.
In Very Murray Christmas, it's playing exclusively on Netflix. Bill Murray worries that nobody will show up to his holiday special due to a massive snowstorm in New York City. Through luck and perseverance, guests arrive at Gotham's Carlisle Hotel to help him, dancing and singing in holiday spirit, just like us here in the studio. Co-stars.
Oh, just like you.
Sophia Coppola.
Yeah, so Sophia Coppola directed it. Co-stars include George Clooney.
Oh, I like him.
Miley Cyrus.
Maybe.
Come on, she sings well. Amy Poehler.
I like her.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah. Chris Rock.
He rocks.
Maya Rudolph.
And Red Nose.
Yes.
Perfect.
Right there. And Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, we went to Temple today.
And Rashida Jones.
And she's lovely.
Okay. Well, there you go. But that's a great cast for A Very Merry Christmas. This is a little less than
an
hour.
Does he play himself?
He plays himself. Now, a lot of the other people don't play themselves. I think the only people who play themselves aside from Bill Murray.
Miley Cyrus,
George Clooney, and Chris Rock.
And Bill Murray was a star in Scrooge. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's a great film. Yeah.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was.
So, A Very Merry Christmas.
Cross, a thing you nail people to.
Yeah.
That was on his wall in his office.
Yes. So, A Very Merry Christmas. I was looking forward to it. I saw the
trailers
for it. Yeah, the commercials for it. And they made it look hilarious. There's a white background, George Clooney dancing, and Miley Cyrus singing, sleigh ride.
She's not twerking or sticking her tongue out?
And they did none of that?
No, they did it, but they did it in the last 10 minutes of the thing.
Oh, so
huge thumbs down for this. What a waste of time.
Oh, wow, really?
Huge waste of time. I am sorry, Bill Murray, but this is a terrible Christmas special. Huge thumbs down.
Well, he did that other movie with Sofia Coppola, and,
yeah,
which was I thought was boring. Boring.
Hey,
I was trying to like not fall asleep during that one.
Lost in Translation.
Lost in the theater.
I thought we never agreed on anything.
Did you like Lost in Translation?
I hated it.
But I thought it was horrible,
too. He was up for Best Actor.
Yeah.
And that got some good reviews.
Yeah, but I hated it.
But how do you hate someone with Scarlett, what's her name in it?
Johansson.
Exactly.
You don't even know her name. What do you mean?
I know what she looks like.
And who was it? Giovanni Ribisi was her husband in that?
And but not a big part, but he's a great actor, though.
Yeah. So I do not recommend you check out A Very Murray Christmas.
Oh, too bad.
I'm sorry. I do like 10 minutes of it, when George Clooney's dancing and they are singing and there's,
so
you know, it's beautiful.
The only thing
at
you liked in the movie is when George Clooney is dancing.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying.
And Miley Cyrus was dancing as well. She got a lot of tattoos on her arm, you know?
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen
it. I don't.
I could do an examination.
Okay. Speaking of tattoos, I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me.
I'm getting a tattoo.
Really? Like, and you're going to be the little guy from the planes.
The plane.
You'll get to see it tomorrow.
I don't want to see it, believe me.
You'll get to see it.
No, where you're
going to see it on Saturday.
Joseph would never get a permanent tattoo.
Is it going to be a tattoo where it's like a moving target?
You know how much I love my duck. That's all I'm going to say. Okay,
really,
so
you're going to get a tattoo of your duck.
So let's just calm down. That's next week.
Oh my God. You're going to get a real tattoo of a duck?
Just calm down.
It won't be real.
Just calm down.
I bet it'll be real.
All right, so
he's going to bring a tattoo artist in studio live. We're going to strap him down.
And then we're going to get a flu
Novocaine
shot.
And for 2 hours, all we're going to hear is bzzz.
Yeah, exactly. And then the tattoo guy will come in.
All right, so another movie that opened. Now, Dave, of course, a couple movies opened last weekend that we didn't get a chance to see.
I know. I didn't see them.
I know.
Wait,
and you still didn't see them.
I think I saw...
Legend.
No, I saw...
The Good Dinosaur.
No, there's two of them I saw.
All right. Well, you think.
Where are they?
And think silently for a moment while I review
Silent
these because
night.
We've only got about 5 minutes left
Darn
in the segment.
Wait, there was something.
Tom Hardy.
I didn't see him, though.
Okay, but Tom Hardy plays two parts in Legend. He plays identical twin gangsters, Reggie and Ron Cray, two of the most notorious criminals in British history who led an organized crime empire in the East End of London during the 1960s. So back when you were middle-aged. And
That was a good one.
So, but he's getting some great buzz for awards because he's playing two characters in this, identical twins. And, of course, this is the same guy who talks like this in Batman.
Bane.
Never heard that one.
Yeah. It seems that you can never understand Tom Hardy. And then they've got these heavy accents in this movie. I could not make it through Legend.
Oh, you left?
No, I didn't leave. I watched it, but I'm saying that it was unbearable.
It was unbearable. Was it like a dentist?
I couldn't understand what they were saying. Good morning, everyone out there on Meerkat. Everyone's shouting out to us.
They are?
Yeah, they are, yes.
I don't hear them.
But yeah, see, and they're saying Bane. They like Bane. And, you know, he does great as Bane. Tom Hardy is a really talented actor.
Yeah.
But I couldn't understand him in Legend.
Unbearable.
Huge thumbs down for Legend. I don't even know what was going on.
I know what I saw.
There was decent acting. Really good acting. And then there's the young woman in the movie. She plays...
Sophia Loren?
Nope. She's in... she plays...
Bridget Bardot?
Sugar Pie or Sugar Baby or something from that.
Have you seen Bridget Bardot lately?
Yeah. Tremendous.
Wow. No.
Okay, so
I needed a shovel.
So, Dave, now you know that at this time of the year, I get a lot of screeners because I am a voting member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society.
Yes, he is.
And,
whoa!
I'm sorry.
He is ASU, whatever that was.
Yes, you missed our review out there on Meerkat. We reviewed Krampus, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Now, explain who you're talking to.
I'm talking to one of our friends on Meerkat.
Yeah, the audience didn't know that.
Well,
I'm the director.
Go to breakradioshow.com. I think that Greg said that we were supposed to put something up on there to find us on Meerkat.
Oh.
But you can also find us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Breakthrough Entertainment.
So Greg said that it might be there, or Greg said that it is there?
He said that he was going to have it put there, but I couldn't find it. So
we're working on it.
Right. Okay. So
it's like building like a 40-story building. It takes years.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's like Donald Trump's buildings.
But now, so I'm saying that I'm a voting member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society to let you know that I do
get
screeners.
You got that in twice, by the way.
Yes. Thank you. But it is our awards season, so we're getting a lot of these.
Are we going to vote?
I'm going to vote. And we're
How
gonna,
about me?
You're going to vote, but not for these awards. That's okay. For breakthrough awards. But for the PFCS awards, I get to vote, and they send me these screeners, so I get to see some of the movies not in the theater. Of course, I love to see them in the theater, but sometimes, you know, I miss them.
Want my pick for Academy Award?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
I know it.
So, but so you know why I really love watching the screeners at home?
Yeah.
Because
no, I
because
know.
Why?
Because you like being there, having popcorn, and you can leave and go potty.
Okay, that as well, and I can eat it. I can eat this wonderful popcorn that
and
we tried
have
earlier.
A half a
but,
tattoo.
But we only have a minute in this segment. I get to also watch these movies with Frozen, my pet duck.
Oh.
Frozen's favorite movie of the year
is
The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, really? Come
seriously,
on.
I'm
the duck
serious.
Actually knows what he's watching?
Seriously, listen to this. Raymond Ochoa voices an apatosaurus named Arlo, who makes an unlikely human friend. While traveling through a harsh and mysterious landscape, Arlo learns the power of confronting his fears and discovers what he is truly capable of. This is from Pixar, the same people that brought us Inside Out. Now, I know you didn't care for Inside Out, Dave.
Well, I don't remember it, actually.
Okay, it was this summer.
oh, it must have been unbearable.
You didn't care for it. But this focuses right on fear. It gets down to family, and it gets down to fear. That's the themes of this movie. It is a wonderful movie. I'm giving it a huge thumbs up.
What's it called?
It's called... See, there's Frozen. That's when he was watching the movie. It's called The Good Dinosaur. And The Good Dinosaur... Wow. It is out now. It is an animated film. It is great for entire families. And that is the voice that noise that Frozen made when he was watching the movie, because there are two dramatic scenes. If you like the scene in The Lion King when Mufasa, you know what happens in the wash. I'm just saying, go see Good Dinosaur.
The Sounds of Nature.
Now, we need to get to our next song, I think, right? It's right about that time?
Yeah, I liked what the nature sounds.
Okay, so Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy by Five Alarm Music from Black Christmas.
I don't remember that. We got 20 seconds.
Black Christmas, the remake, by the way.
Okay.
And you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's
Live
Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Christmas Edition.
1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be right back.